Hi and welcome. My name is Tony Larsen. I'm an executive coach. I'm a business therapist, and I'm also a management consultant. And over the years, I've worked with hundreds of leaders from global organizations like Lego, IKEA, Marriott Hotels, to small entrepreneurial companies here in the Nordics. In this episode, I'd like to tell you a little bit about why I wrote my book, Manage Your Time, Master Your Leadership. It is not really a book about time. It's a book about you as leader, about how you can create clarity, focus, and presence in your leadership, and ultimately, in your life. I wrote this book because I kept seeing the same pattern in my coaching work. Brilliant, passionate leaders, people who care deeply about their teams and their organizations, but who feel caught in a storm of meetings, emails, and expectations. They're constantly busy, always moving. Yet, they often tell me that they're not sure that they're moving in the right direction. Let me give you an example. A few years ago, I worked with a senior leader. Why don't we call her Anna? She led a large team, and her calendar was completely full. When I asked her, "Anna, what are your top three priorities right now?" She laughed, not because she didn't have any, but because she had 15. And that's when it hit me again. Leadership today isn't about doing more. It's about doing what matters most, intentionally, consistently, and with presence. You know, I've actually been there myself. Years ago, when I was part of a Nordic leadership team, I thought that productivity meant keeping my calendar full, back-to-back meetings. That made me feel needed, important. I was trying to provide my worth by being everywhere. But at one point, I realized that I was losing the connection that really mattered, the connection to my people, my reflection time, and even my own energy. I remember sitting late one evening, the office empty, the inbox still full, unfortunately, and asking myself, if I keep leading like this, what example am I setting? That was one of those defining moments when I understood that leadership is not about intensity, but about intentionality. And that realization became one of the small seeds for this book. That is why I wrote it. I wanted to gather the tools, the mindset, and reflections that help leaders reclaim their time, their energy, and their focus. It's not theory, it's practice. It's built on real conversations and real transformations. Many of the frameworks that are used for this book comes from American leadership thinkers, people like Stephen R. Covey, Patrick Lencioni, and Jim Collins. They bring structure, focus, and, to be honest, great clarity. But I've always felt that there's something uniquely powerful about our Scandinavian approach to leadership. We believe in trust before control. We believe in dialogue over direction. We believe that people want to do meaningful work, especially if they're given the space and the trust to do it. When I worked in international settings with Franklin Covey or as an external consultant for McKinsey, I often noticed the difference. In many organizations outside Scandinavia, leadership was about being in charge. In the Nordics, leadership is more about being in connection. I remember once facilitating a leadership offsite in Amsterdam for a European organization. We had leaders from 6 different countries in the room. The Scandinavian managers, they immediately started discussing how to involve their teams in the upcoming change, while others, especially from more hierarchical cultures, focused on how to communicate decision. It was fascinating to watch. Not better or worse, just different. And when the Scandinavian crew explained that they involved people early, not because they had to, but because they trusted them to contribute, You could see the curiosity in the room. That's when I realized the Scandinavian leadership model isn't just a cultural style, it's actually a philosophy. One that balances accountability with empathy, results with relationships. A few years ago, Harvard Business Review actually published research showing that Scandinavian-style leadership based on autonomy, low-power distance, and transparency creates some of the world's most resilient and innovative workplaces. And I think that's true. We have built a leadership culture that combines performance and humanity. That's the balance I wanted to capture in this book, the best of both worlds. The clarity and the structure from the American tools and the empathy and authenticity from the Scandinavian leadership style. Now, if there's one core belief that runs through everything I do, it is this. Leadership is about people. We talk a lot about strategy, KPIs, and results, and they are important. But leadership is ultimately a human discipline. When you look at the world today, almost everything can be copied. Technology, products, yeah, even the business models. But what can't be copied is culture. Culture, the way people feel, think, and behave together. This is your most powerful competitive advantage. And that's where human-centric leadership comes in. I once worked with a leadership team that was struggling with trust. They were competent, but they didn't really communicate. Everyone was protecting their own area. They were avoiding conflicts. They were avoiding vulnerability. We spent several months working on openness, feedback, and shared purpose. And something amazingly happened. They didn't just perform better. They started enjoying working together again. Meetings became faster, decisions clearer, and the energy returned to the team. And that's what happens when leaders start focus on the human side. Trust replaces tension. Curiosity replaces control. And growth, both personal and organizational, follows naturally from that. This is also backed up by the neuroscience. When people feel safe, their prefrontal cortex, the part of our brain that is responsible for creativity, reasoning, and decision-making, actually turns on. When people feel threatened or micromanaged, it shuts down. So human-centric leadership isn't just soft, it's smart. And here's the interesting part. When leaders truly cares, people give more, not because they have to, but because they want to. They invest in you as leader. And that's the kind of commitment you can't buy with bonuses or policies. It comes from meaning and connection, the essence of leadership. We live in extraordinary times. The world is moving faster than ever. AI, hybrid work, and global competition are reshaping what it means to lead. In these times or times like this, it's tempting to look for new systems and frameworks. But I believe what we really need to is to go back to what leadership has always been about: clarity, connection, and care. After the pandemic, many leaders told me, "I'm rethinking everything. I'm rethinking how I spend my time, how I show up, and what really matters." I think that's healthy. I wonder if it's still what leaders are doing today, a couple of years after the pandemic. But I think it's healthy. And I think it's healthy because leadership today isn't about being the hero. It is about creating the conditions where others can succeed and where you can sustain yourself as well. That's why I still think and believe that the Scandinavian model has a global future. It offers something the world truly needs, a balance between performance and well-being. It reminds us that leadership isn't just about driving goals, it's about developing humans. When people thrive, organizations thrive. When people trust, they create. And when leaders are grounded, everyone around them becomes stronger and maybe even grounded as well. When I look back, I realize that this book has been many years in the making. It's a collection of lessons, conversations, and reflections gathered from my own journey. A journey as a leader, as a consultant, and as a psychotherapist. Some of these insights came from boardrooms or meeting rooms. Others came from sailing alone on the water. This is where clarity often finds me. There is something about being at the sea, alone with the wind, the compass, and my own thoughts. And that reminds me a lot of leadership. You can't control the wind, but you can adjust the sails. You can't predict every wave, but you can stay centered on your own direction. That's what mastering your time is really about. It's not about controlling everything, but choosing how you respond, where you focus, and what you stand for. Leadership to me is not a title. It's a continuous act of navigation. And this book is my way of sharing some of the charts that have guided me and my clients along the way. If you take one thing from this episode, let it be this. Leadership is not about doing more. It's about being more intentional. So maybe after this episode, take 5 quiet minutes, look at yourself and ask yourself the following question. Where am I spending my time? And does it truly reflect what matters most to me as a leader and as a human being? Because when you choose to lead with intention, focus, and presence, you don't just master your time, you master your leadership. Thank you very much for listening. If you'd like to learn more, you can find my book on Amazon. The title, again, is Manage Your Time, Master Your Leadership. Or you are welcome to follow me on LinkedIn, where I share what I do, weekly reflections, practical tools for modern and human-centered leadership. I wish you all the best and have a nice day.